So, joined in the studio by Scott Morvan, who, well, has won a number of titles, has been acclaimed in a number of ways as well. And well, you're sitting there on rolls with the likes of Jenson Button. You're not a multimillionaire, though, at the moment. You're working your way through the ranks, shall we say.
Yeah, I'm serving my apprenticeship, shall we say. You know, it's been a long sort of, you know, I've had a reasonably long career in karting. I've not really been around in motorsport too long. You know, it was my fourth season just gone. And I've been lucky enough to win three out of four seasons. So, you know, it's been short, but it's been a lot of winning.
Yeah. And I mean, I've seen you win a few times, one of them being the Formula Ford Festival, which is a major achievement for any driver. I mean, you go to Brands Hatch, you've got your name up at the Kentagon, and you really are, when you look at the names that you're up there alongside, you must feel proud.
Yeah, I mean, certainly winning the Formula Ford Festival was certainly one of the most proudest moments of my career. Yeah. You know, it's a big coup for me, you know. So, you know, to have my name up alongside, you know, lots of, you know, Formula One world champions and, you know, certainly lots of other Formula One drivers and established drivers who have made it in the sport, you know, it's obviously a big thing for me and, you know, something that, you know, I'll never forget, a day I'll certainly never forget, you know, and hopefully something that can help me along in my career.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the following year, you were in a very similar position to where you are at the moment, really, looking around for a drive. And thankfully, something came up fairly late in the day, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a lot of success in 2011.
Yeah.
And I really, you know, we really pushed very hard trying to make something happen for 2012 and, you know, take a big step up. Over the winter, it was very difficult. You know, we found it very hard to try and put a budget together. Mm. Something came up out of the blue, very, very, very last minute. During the week, I got a phone call from some people I knew, saying that they basically had a driver that they needed coaching. So, you know, at the time they kind of asked me what my kind of rate was, you know, as it is, and I kind of said to them, well, I haven't really got a rate. I just want to concentrate on my own career.
You just want to race, really?
Yeah, yeah. I just want to race. Yeah. So the guy turned around to me and basically said, well, you know, I can help you with that. So, you know, 2 days before the series started, we got hold of a car and. The next day we went to Snetterton.
Yeah.
It was as simple as that. So yeah, not a lot of preparation times, but you know, we turned up at the first race and we actually was able to win one out of the three.
It was some impressive driving because it was wet as well, wasn't it, that weekend?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, we got the car on the Wednesday. We were at Snetterton testing on the Friday, so we had a dry test day. We had a lot of problems during that test day. Obviously, we never had the car, no time to prepare it. Mm. We literally only had time to load it into the truck and take it to the track. So we had quite a few teething problems. So testing was a little bit pointless. And we'd never driven the car in the wet before. You know, that first... we actually, you know, we had a reasonable qualifier. I think we qualified second for all three races, which was, you know, pretty good, you know, considering we never... did much, you know, we'd done no testing. Yeah. We just turned up with a car that we had no idea what condition it was in, really. And we actually led the first race.
Yeah.
Before a failure, which was obviously expected.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you say, the final race of the weekend was wet. Yeah. And we managed to win, having never driven the car in the wet before. So, you know, but I think in that respect, all my sort of Formula Ford experience really helped me out. Yeah. Because it was, you know, the car was obviously moving around a lot and I was kind of used to that with no aero experience before. So, you know, I was kind of back where I was comfortable again.
But then working your way through the season and then winning the championship as well, most people think that it automatically then gets you entry to the next series. It doesn't quite work that way, does it?
No, I mean, unfortunately, you know, I've been fortunate that we've actually won three championships in 4 years, and last 2 years we won two in a row. You know, the two biggest junior single series in the country. So, you know, you would obviously think that would mean you're automatically going to be propelled into the, you know, the next tier, should we say? But it's just not the case. You know, without funding, and you know, it's just nigh on impossible to make that jump. It really, you know, success is obviously very important in the sport, but being able to have the funding and the backing behind you is obviously much more important.
And I suppose the big thing then, it's funding, it's backing, it's getting your name known as well. You won the Autosport Club Driver of the Year award. Is that the right title?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, another award. I mean, you know, I won that December 2012. Obviously, after winning the Formula Renault Championship, that was presented to me by Sir Jackie Stewart. Big award in for me to win. You know, obviously another very proud moment for me. You know, but I was also fortunate enough to be awarded in end of 2011 the British Racing Drivers Club most successful member. For 2011.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, a huge thing for me. The previous winner was Daniel Ricciardo. In 2010, and obviously Jenson Button won it in 2009.
Yeah.
So, you know, some very big names, some very big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
So, you know, big, you know, obviously, like I say, it's very frustrating sometimes when, you know, you've got a lot of success to your name, but obviously trying to find the funding to go with it is obviously sometimes very difficult.
So that's the big thing then, and I mean, we really need, you know, anyone, if they want to get in touch, if they want to assist you from the point of view of sponsorship, there are sites out there, aren't there, where people can help out from the point of view of funding. But I suppose the big thing, you want a big backer ultimately, and a team interested.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I've got some backers who have been with me from the start, you know, and they've believed in me from the start of my career. Obviously, we've picked people up along the way who, you know, come along for the journey as well, you know, for the adventure. Because, you know, it's all obviously good fun, you know, it's a experience of a lifetime, I guess. You know, obviously those people are very valuable to me. You know, and obviously I wouldn't be where I am without them.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm obviously hugely grateful to those people. But, you know, without, you know, what we've, you know, like you say, there are sites out there, you know, and everyone's help is very much appreciated. I've got a GoFundMe page.
So the best way is to Google Scott Mulvan and GoFundMe, is it?
Yeah, the GoFundMe page is up. It's, you know, we're obviously trying to raise money, you know, obviously we're not looking for the entire budget, you know, to come from people that are just my supporters, but you know, there's obviously a lot of other costs involved that, you know, I try and cover myself, but you know, there's a lot of other things that need, you know, that obviously need to be looked after. But ultimately, you know, we're looking for long-term partners, you know, who can really, you know, we can really get a mutual benefit from the situation, because obviously it's quite a unique situation, you know, and it can be sometimes at some very high profile events, you know, and you can obviously network with a lot of influential people. So, you know, it's not all about just throwing your money at a racing car. It's a lot more than that, you know. It's something that that both people can, you know, really benefit from.
Yeah. And you were saying that John Surtees at the moment is the biggest supporter, really, is he?
for me at the moment, you know, obviously I've got a, like I said, I've got a group of people who who help me out. You know, they're really my main supporters, but you know, I have actually got, you know, John Surtees has sort of put his name down against mine, and you know, he's doing his, he's trying his hardest to really help me. You know, he's not in, obviously, in a position to help me financially, but you know, obviously he's got a lot of, you know, a lot of very good contacts, and obviously it's fantastic for me to be endorsed by someone like that.
A world champion.
I mean, obviously the only man ever to win the world championships on four and two wheels. So, you know, it's obviously a huge, you know, a huge thing for me to have him on my side. So, you know, obviously there's always, you know, big benefits to be had for everyone.
Well, look, you'll keep us in touch with what you're doing anyway, won't you? We can follow you on Twitter, isn't it? It's just Scott Malvern on Twitter.
Yeah, Scott Malvern on Twitter, same on Facebook.
So, yeah. And then we'll just, yeah, we'll keep an eye on what's going on. Look, thanks very much for taking the time and your busy schedule trying to sort everything out to come down and see us. And well, let's hope there's another Essex boy working his way up there as well further.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I'll do my best. Keep Essex reputation alive.
Best of luck to you. Thanks a lot, Scott. Thanks.
Thank you.